Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Yeah, you're in the loop here on Sports Radio 610. The Astros out in Sacramento, and they get a loss in game one of the final road trip of the season. And it's getting bleak out here, ladies and gentlemen. A 5-1 loss for the Astros puts them in some dangerous territory, as they're now, for the first, well, I guess even before last night, they were technically on the outside looking in when it came to the wild card, but at least at that point it was like, oh, this is a tiebreaker type situation. Yeah. Or you were a half game behind coming into the game because of the way that the Guardians beat the Tigers earlier on in the day. But now you are flatly a full game behind the wild card spot, so you're on the outside looking in. And right now it doesn't look like you can score offense. You can't beat an A's team that admittedly has some good things going, but I don't think anybody views as a particular good team. And here you are, five games left to go, and you have to, your destiny is technically in your hand, but you've got to change the way that you're playing right now. And so let's look at Joe Espada, right? Because I think, Lopez, it seems like you might be looking at yesterday as a referendum on the manager.
No, well, if it was a referendum is how I would put it. If it were a referendum on Joe Espada, that is not exactly the best endorsement. I mean, that was bad, sort of... You know, indicative of everything that they've been, you know, in during this slide down the stretch. You know, no offense at all, like as in zero. The last
was six, it three hits total?
Three hits total. No runs for the last six innings. Some sloppy play, balls falling in the infield, and everything else.
That one made me mad.
Oh my god!
To be fair, I wasn't inherently mad at the team. I was mad at the circumstances.
Like here we go again.
That's some AAA baseball stuff. In fact. Can you give me Espada 2? Because this is what Espada said. We will lean a little bit on audio here, especially since we're talking about him. How much did the pop-up being dropped early on in that game in the first inning set the tone for the game?
You know, I don't think it did. It just happens here all the time. It's just really difficult to see the ball in the first couple innings. And, you know, that... We just couldn't score enough runs. That's it.
I mean, I guess, but I didn't like that it happens all the time here.
Well, I think it did set the tone, if for no other reason than now you are behind in this game, and the Astros, who have not been good at scoring runs, and he's right. Like, ultimately, it's like, can you score runs? Mm-hmm. But when you put yourself in a place where now you're behind, people are pressing, man. Mm-hmm. Being on the mound with a level of stress, knowing that, hey, I need to hold this right here, because any more runs that happens, that puts you in a state of pressing. Dudes at the plate are going to be pressing. It's been a real problem for this team, and I think that absolutely was part of it. But you were speaking further on, like, that the night that it was. Like, it was rough even outside
of
that.
It was rough
as well.
Beginning to end. And you know, obviously the A's, a team that, you know, they've beaten you, but that's a team that you should beat. And it just kind of it was just reflective of a lot of things that you're starting to see out there. And the manager always gets talked about, but, like, is this a referendum? Was that a referendum on Joe Espada? Is Joe Espada deservedly maybe in trouble here?
I think in the larger span of things, the thing that my brain immediately comes to is, what more do you expect of a Joe Espada?
Thank you.
We knew that the window was kind of closing just generally on this team, but you're looking at it. Look at the roster that you're putting out there right now. Jose Altuve is clearly showing some signs of slowing down. We talked about that early on in the season. He's managed to still put together a pretty solid season, but also not a Jose Altuve season of sorts. I think You obviously, Isak Paredes just coming back from injury. You had to go and return Carlos Correa. Christian Walker just hasn't landed, and I do wonder how much you want to put that on Joe Espada, but how much of this is like that decline that people had seen in those stats that is coming to bear?
Yeah.
All right, let me just stop and ask you this. Does it sound like I'm like coping? Because I think we all are,
but you're kind of leading into what my takeaway is here. Is Joe Espada at fault for what the Astros are doing right now in terms of sliding, possibly, probably, if you ask me, missing the postseason altogether? Because they got to win a lot of games, and they haven't won a lot of games in a row here lately. Is it his fault that this is an aging team? Is it his fault?
No, on that one.
The injuries, and I know you don't like to make excuses for injuries, and he actually talked about that yesterday.
There's teams with a lot of injuries, but they've had the most injuries.
Yeah, so aging team, injuries, the system. I mean, he absolutely has made the most you could possibly make out of a farm system that is still ranked as one of the worst in baseball.
And he's used a lot of them.
And is that his fault?
People that have come up from that system have looked you know, solid. They've helped you in various places. Mm-hmm. I mean, you've seen the likes of Gordon and Blue Ball and Gusto, and who's not even on the team anymore, who have come up and helped you. Like, he's had to utilize all those things. He's moved the lineup around, which I do wonder, do you view that as a positive or a negative? Because he's been searching for trying to find something from this team, but also maybe you can make the case that you're not able to find a level of stability with all of the moves that they've been having.
Is it his fault that you haven't been able to find stability? I'm glad you brought that up. I mean, you're having to, you know, put your finger in the dike here and then there and then here and then there.
You know what the hell you're doing, jerk.
I was just going to go right past it.
I know you were.
Jerk. But it is the same.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know who. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
I do think, though, in watching that game, like, there are some things that made me frustrated with the spotter, which is, okay, that drop happens, and clearly, you know, Javier on the mound jumps off the mound, and he's looking for the ball in the air. He can't find it.
Yeah.
None of your infielders get there before him? Like, again.
This is true. Yeah.
When it comes to fielding a ball, like, your pitcher is the last person who
you don't want him to.
Like, now, if you want your pitcher to be able to do that if the need be, but, I mean, your first baseman isn't in there. Your catcher gets in there late. You know, other guys who are, like, supposedly, hey, get in there. And even if the pitcher is calling for it, wave him. You need to go get that baseball. Like, you don't want your pitcher having to field that. You don't have that in that instance. You're seeing some bad things in, you know, on the defensive, in the defense just generally. And the thing that kind of frustrates me, and I will go to a spot of three here in a second, is like, he has this message that he's clearly been giving all the way through the year, but it's clearly not landing. And at some point, I wonder, what does that mean for the manager? This is Joe Espada and his answer on just if he can explain the last 2 to 3 months of lack of production offensively.
You know what? I am going to speak to, you know, a few months ago, you know, we were scoring runs and we were doing some things offensively, just creating enough consistency for us to, you know, win games in a row and win series in a row. That we're missing some bats and we missed some players. But, you know, we do have enough talent in that room to overcome those challenges. And that hasn't been the case, you know, day in, day out. We just got to find some quality at bats here in the next 5 games and you know, make a strong push.
Whew. Quality at bats. Yeah. He's been talking about quality at bats all year. Mm. And, like, you'll see them happen from time to time, but they don't stick. And I mean, like, yes, there's something that you have to bring to the players. I mean, we know you have some free swings on here that are trying to change their stripes in this instance, and that's tough. But, like, he's been talking about that, and that hasn't latched on consistently for this team.
No, and the quality at bats have declined over the course of the year, too. I thought they were doing a good job the first half, most of the first half of the season. you know, being selective, making those quality at-bats, moving. We talked about how they had changed the manner in which they won games. You know, just they were playing some small ball and moving guys. So it has declined for sure. But I just don't know how much of it is like if you could trot out just some semblance of the same 10 or 11 guys over the course of 2 months, would it be better? Because we're talking about 17, 18 different lineups, you know, that they've had to use out there. And that's, I don't know who could do it. So I'm not sitting here, let me defend Joe Espada. It truly was a question. I mean, is it him? I guess if I had to pick one side, I would say, man, it's a lot to put this on Joe Espada. It's a lot, especially when you talk about the aging team, the system, the injuries, the lack of performance from guys like Christian Walker, and really the predictable sort of decline, if you want to call it that, of Cam Smith and some of these younger guys that have never done this before. It's a lot to put it on him.
Yeah. The one thing I will say, though, is in that answer that you just heard from Joe Espada, he's like, there's talent there. So he's not allowing himself the fall of, well, you know, the circumstance that's been put in front of me. And if you do go from that perspective, there are things that you can bring to his doorstep. But I hear you. I think that the circumstance has been really tough. But ultimately, they're going to be standing looking at themselves, whether they get this done or not, to get themselves in the postseason. And they're going to have to, like, answer for the fact that this has definitely been I guess, lackluster at times for them. There's been things that they have done to themselves in this place. But right now, ultimately, all that matters is you got 5 games, 2 more in Sacramento before you head over to Anaheim, where it's time to nut up or shut up, right? Like, can you get something done to keep your season alive and give yourself an opportunity to go and at least try and compete, even if you are not playing at the level where anybody feels confident in you going and competing and doing something special in the postseason? All right, you're in the loop here on Sports Radio 610, and I kind of pursuant to those Astros, let's get to our question of the day. Because I think our guy John Lopez here looks at a postseason berth as a gift that you just don't want.
Yeah.
So what's the worst gift that you ever got or the worst gift that you ever seen someone get? 713-572-4610. We'll do that next.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
It's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And you're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns.
You know
fans.
Why it's not coming from those guys?
Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos.
Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.